I had it all set. Sorry. It's starting. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when our youth view our church as an indispensable and central part of their lives. When we offer our youth a sense of security and freedom and support that they so desperately need and want. When we're the religious home that challenges and inspires our youth to be their best selves. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when 10 or 12 of us take time out of our busy day to drive down to the State House in Indianapolis and to protest and make our voices heard about bills like SB 309 that threaten to undercut private solar panel installations in our state. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when the phone rings, when a gentle word is said, when a hug is received. Whether the support is coming because of illness, loss of a job, difficulty in a relationship, or because your spouse or significant other dies. We show up for each other here in the middle of all the grief and hardship and sadness. We're there for each other in the good times and the bad times too. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when you arrive at our doors and someone says, "Yes, your questions are welcome here." When you hear someone say, "Yes, your atheism is welcome here. Yes, your faith is welcome here. Yes, your reason and appreciation of science is welcome here. Yes, your belief in God is welcome here. Yes, you, a transgender person, are welcome here. Yes, we too believe in justice, equity, and compassion in human relations." We especially rock when we do our best to live into our ideals of justice, equity, and compassion. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when the choir, as we just heard, sings so beautifully and warms our hearts with their music. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when someone says, "Hey, are you okay?" When you're having a hard day, things just aren't going your way, and you talk with someone from church and they lift your spirits, that's especially when we rock. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when we say, "I disagree," with love, care, and respect. When members and friends who think and believe differently are able to have open, honest, and respectful conversation about those differences, and especially when those conversations enrich both people's understanding of their lives and the world. We need not think alike to love alike. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when every Sunday we ask our children and youth, "What do you think?" When we offer them the opportunity to learn about different kinds of religious and philosophical perspectives, to think for themselves and to choose their own moral, ethical, spiritual, and religious journey. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when it only takes a month to raise the money we need to buy a new piano to set our music program up for years of success, with our new piano dedication ceremony scheduled for Sunday, March 5th, in just 3 weeks. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when we hear about a potential grant for solar panels last minute, and the whole church comes together to scramble to get the application done, pulls the funding together in a heartbeat, and results in us having an 80-panel solar installation on our roof right now, whose energy is fueling these lights, this projector, and this microphone in this moment. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when we give away 2 dedicated offerings on Sunday mornings to Second Harvest Food Bank and then have over 100 people show up to volunteer on Martin Luther King Jr. weekend. You know, among the like up 30 other ways we do things to volunteer and make a difference in the Muncie community. Our church rocks. Our church rocks when we donate and give away food for those who need it every single Sunday. Our church rocks. Our church rocks because it is grounded in love, in an expansive, all-embracing, unconditional, soul-warming, toe-wiggling, smile-inducing, joyous love. We're grounded in a love that cannot be overcome by violence, fear, hatred, or ignorance. We are grounded in a love that cannot be overcome by government, politics, or alternative facts. We are grounded in a love that helps us through the dark times in our lives, the loneliness, the sadness, the incredible grief, the pain, the hurt, the trauma. Our church rocks because we are grounded in a love that helps us know that we are not alone, a love that helps us know that we belong just the way we are, a love that embraces us as perfect because of our imperfections. Have you picked up that I think our church rocks? It does. It really, really does. It's an amazing place, this community, our community. And I am so glad and so grateful to get to serve as your minister. And here's the thing. The world is calling us to be bigger and better right now. Better not in the sense that we're bad or doing something wrong, but better in the sense that we need to step up our game. Because there's a lot of messed up stuff happening in the world and in our country. And so the world and our country needs our voice more than ever. It needs your voice more than ever, and it needs our voice more than ever. Now, we're already doing amazing things, and if we set our minds to it, I have no doubt that we could rock the world, even more than we already are. Now, speaking of rocks, let's pause for a moment to talk about them, or more specifically, stones, stepping stones. Barbara Merritt, a UU minister, writes about a trip she took to Scotland, where she found a deep appreciation for the stepping stones that lined the hiking paths there. Stepping stones that are necessary because Scotland, if you've ever been, is a wet, wet place, and many of the paths would be unwalkable bogs without the stepping stones set in the ground along the way. Merritt notes that she, quote, became acutely aware of how much effort had been expended by strangers. Simple stones, placed by ordinary people, gave just enough assistance to make a journey possible. Their work is not permanent, she continues. The water and weather will move the rocks, submerge them, and carry them away. Yet it is a significant gift to bestow on strangers. Of course, stepping stones do not only exist in Scotland, nor are they only composed of rocks across stream beds. Merritt notes that the small things we do for friends and for strangers make a difference, helping them across their own streams. A kind word or a helping hand, she concludes, can keep us from shrinking into discouragement and fatigue. So, much of what we do, so much of what makes our church rock, is like stepping stones. Whether they are stepping stones for each other as we try to navigate our individual and communal lives, or stepping stones for those who we don't know or see directly, but who rely on our vision of a more just, caring, equitable, and inclusive world, everything we do is one more stone on the path for someone, one more act of caring and compassion that help makes the world a better place. Our church rocks, because we make stepping stones of love. And here's the thing. You knew this was coming because it's Stewardship Sunday after all, right? All of this takes money. Not a single one of those things on my list of reasons why our church rocks would work without money. I mean, sure, you could have an open and honest conversation across differences without money, but you wouldn't be having it here in this building. Because this space wouldn't exist for all of us without lights, electricity, heating, cooling, and maintenance. And all of it, all the staff work, all the programs, all the social justice work, even if a particular event or experience may not directly cost money, it's supported by infrastructure that most definitely does. And so I ask you today to give. If you haven't made a pledge to the church before, please consider doing so. We need your financial support. If you already make a pledge, please consider increasing it, and increasing it considerably, if that's possible. If we're going to expand our programming, expand our staff hours, expand our rocking the world, we need your help and support. If we're going to be bigger and better, everyone is going to have to pitch in a little bit more in a lot of different ways. If we're going to continue to create stepping stones of love for ourselves and for others, we're going to need to support that love with generosity. And that's generosity of all kinds. Because next to nothing happens in our church without hours and hours of hard-working volunteer support. There's a reason we say to new members that we ask you give of your time, your talent, and your treasure. Without the gifts of all of your time and your talents, we would be hard-pressed to get much done. So yes, today we are asking ourselves to step up financially specifically, and we need to step up in all of the ways. Our church needs it, our country needs it, our world needs it. I offer nothing in particular for us to wrestle with today. We do a lot of that, us Unitarian Universalists. We spend a lot of time, rightfully, pondering the hard questions, wrestling with the deep truths. We spend a lot of time tackling the difficult social justice issues of our times head on. We spend a lot of time down in the muck. We do the hard work over and over and over. We're not perfect at it. We make mistakes, we fall short, but we keep at it. Today, though, we're taking a brief rest from that. Today is about celebrating who we are and what we stand for in the world. Because not only do we rock, our beliefs, our mission, our vision, they rock too. Today is a day to dream. To dream like Martin Luther King Jr. challenged us to so many years ago, to dream of the world we can create. Because we have power. And not only do we have power, we have truth and goodness and love on our side. And we are making a difference, and we're going to keep on making a difference. Let's keep on rocking the world. It needs us, and we're ready. Amen.